coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your testing couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, November
the 7th. And this is episode 34.
Damn it. I didn't change the date.
You're fine. So, how's everybody doing today?
Doing good. We're going to keep that.
Why not?
Because I cursed.
You said worse on the podcast before.
I guess I have.
Oh, you were so proud you got the notes done early, too.
I did. I got the notes. And I was like, hey, I got started on the notes. And then I was like, oh, I was like, November? Then I had to look at my computer clock to even see what time, what date it was. It's horrible. Horrible me.
Hey, it's Monday.
It's Monday, and we're bringing another episode of the At Valentine Podcast to you.
And as we said, this is episode 34, and this is the number that's divisible by 2 and 17.
What is up with you in math?
I don't know. I think because I've been working with my son with greater common factors and stuff like that. So
I hate math. Math was always like a C subject for me.
Yeah, he doesn't like math either, you know. So we'll see. But yeah, so this is episode 34, and this is Monday, November 7th, 2011. And we are glad to be here. One more show for you guys. And hopefully many more. This past weekend, we didn't do a whole lot this past weekend.
I played video games all weekend. I don't know about you.
Yeah, we played a lot of video games. And it was, it was a good time.
I read a lot. I stayed up to 2:30 in the morning reading when Jay was a wuss and went to sleep.
I sure did went to sleep. Because you know why? Because I know daylight savings time was going away.
But
and it didn't matter. And I wanted my extra hour.
Oh, you felt like you weren't going to get your extra hour.
No. See, and you slept all late and stuff.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. And then
I like how you kept talking so I couldn't defend myself.
And we ran a lot of errands on Saturday.
It was errand running day that day, which was cool. We had it all planned out.
Yeah, I'm seeing a pattern here.
Of
one weekend we just really have a good time, and the next weekend we have a good time, but it's not, it's usually, laying around the house and mixing up with some errands.
I tend to be a homebody.
Oh yeah, so. I mean I'm totally for that and everything. We did get to go to Cracker Barrel on Sunday.
Cracker Barrel.
Got my country boy breakfast. And we also did some beta playing, speaking of video games, and we'll be talking about that later in the show. And, well, man, since we didn't have a whole lot, you know what that means, right?
Well, hold on. We went to the dog park.
Oh,
we got to the story.
We did go to the dog park.
It was a gorgeous day.
Yeah.
We took Sammy and Toby to the dog park. There were lots of other dogs out there.
Had a great time. And there's this thing where, we decided to go ahead, Renee decided to go ahead and feed the dogs before we went. So that, because a lot of times when we go to the dog park, we realize that we haven't fed them and we have to end up leaving earlier than what Renee would like and everything. So we figured that we'd go ahead and feed the dogs and we don't have to worry about leaving around 6 o'clock
right. And
come back home. So we go out to the dog park, right? And we have a good time. I'm giving the story back over to you. I had to add that in.
Okay. All right. So, there were lots of other dogs out there, and when dogs get with each other, they get into little confrontations. It's usually quick and it's over and done with. And most people are cool with that, right?
Right.
And there was this older woman we were sitting beside. She had a golden retriever named Frank.
Frank? Or Fred.
Fred.
But go ahead.
And so Toby had gotten to like a little slight confrontation. Was it it was Buster, that brown dog.
Right. And Buster is good for you know, kind of one of those annoying dogs that get on some dogs' nerves.
Yeah. So Toby just did like a little quick,
you know, back off. Yeah.
And so we were sitting right beside the woman, and the woman, and then Fred went to go sniff Toby's butt. And the woman was like, "Don't you do that, Fred. He's unfriendly." And Jay and I looked at each other like, "Toby, unfriendly?"
And I was like, "Really?" I was like,
See,
there's some people at the dog park that are so finicky about their dogs. I mean, it's almost like some folks about kids a little bit.
Yeah, that's like if you were sitting next to another person and a woman told her own kid, "Don't you mess with him. He's like mean." And you're sitting right there.
Right, right.
And it's like, come on now. My dog is perfectly normal. And just because you think every little snippet, like little...
I just don't get with the overprotective parents or the overprotective dog owners.
I don't get it either. I mean, they're dogs. I mean, right. You only need to break them up when they're fighting.
Like when we had our dog up there, there was one dog that wasn't, Zeke was the dog's name.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dog was friendly. But for some reason, the dog felt like he can hump Sammy. I wasn't like, "Get your dog off my dog."
We just laughed about it.
Yeah, because Sammy, if Sammy didn't want that dog on top of him, Sammy would have snapped at him.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because Toby does that. Toby gets snapped at when he's humping the dog. I mean, that's just, it wasn't like out of control, but it was like they can govern themselves.
Yeah, like dogs can handle their own issues more than people give them credit for.
Right, and Sammy's neutered. Sammy's a boy. Zeke's neutered. Zeke's a boy. I mean, it's just kind of odd.
Yeah, well, it's a dominance thing.
So, right.
I mean, dogs will hump anything. They'll hump stuffed animals. They'll hump walls. They'll hump legs. I mean.
Right, I mean, there are some people that are just very protective about their dog. Like, if someone humps their dog, they're like, "Oh, my God." Really? Unless your dog in heat or your dog's not neutered and is humping a female or vice versa or something like that, then I can understand the worry then. I mean, one, you shouldn't make the dog part if your dog is in heat or whatever.
Yeah, so, definitely.
I mean, that's even one of the rules. You know, don't bring your dog's in heat. But anyway, I actually thought you was going to tell another story about.
Is there another story?
How long we was at the dog park and.
Oh, no, I'm not telling that story.
Okay.
That's entrapment.
Okay. That's why I thought you was going. I was like, whoa. All right. So with that, we're going to tech.
Technology.
And last week in tech, I did pick up a new router.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, I picked up a Netgear N600 wireless dual band router.
And our old router was fine.
There were some things that our old router couldn't do unless
we just wanted to upgrade.
Unless I wanted to install WWDRT or Tomato, which is apparently pretty much it's the type of software that will allow more functionality on my router. You know, to start doing like quality of service type stuff where I can control, give more bandwidth to Renee. And, you know, give me less so that, you know, there's nothing on the network that can slow her computer down except for, you know, anyone that has the password in to get to the router. So apparently with WWDRT or Tomato, well, they're both separate things, but apparently this gives you the ability to do that, but at the risk of potentially bricking your router. So, instead, we went and got a nice router, a higher performance router that will allow us to do that. And I am big on, because I work with computers and servers and other, you know, things out there in the corporate world.
Right.
I didn't want to have to bother, you know, hacking into stuff and just getting it set up. You know, the most I'll do is Ubuntu, you know, on the laptop. But yeah, I mean, I'm really digging the router. I like it.
I'm glad you like it. Yeah, I haven't noticed any huge differences. What was the deal with the two different internets that we were, not two internets, two different internet things we were connecting to?
Oh, you're talking about the Valentine one and Valentine
two? Yeah, that one.
So there are two channels on this dual band. That's why it's called dual band. There's the 2.4 or 2.2 gigahertz and the 5.4 or 5.2 gigahertz. I'm not sure what the actual numbers and stuff.
Right.
So basically, if there were like a lot of phones in our building that talked on the 2.4 band, we can use the 5.4.
Right.
And then also the 5.4, thanks to Wayne for showing me this on a whiteboard. The waves.
We did not outline this to you on a whiteboard. That's
so
awesome.
He showed me like the curves of the 2.4 are wider. So the waves on it, so it's not as compressed. So it's not as efficient as the 5.4.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we saw like three bars of the 5.4. I mean, from what he was saying, that's almost equivalent to having five bars of the 2.4. So, I mean, it's all good. I mean, we'll figure out the dual band when we really need it and everything. But one of the things that I am interested in is the quality of service, you know, being able to say, give more, you know, process to us video gaming over, you know, streaming video.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty much it. This router also does, it does give us the ability to do NAS, which is network area storage, if I'm thinking correctly.
Okay.
And basically that will allow us to get an external hard drive and we can plug it into the USB port and use it as like a file server. So with our Acronis backup software, we can back up our podcast, our pictures and stuff like that to the NAS. And then if our drives go out, you know, we'll have a safe backup copy there. Woohoo. So hopefully you didn't fall asleep too much on that.
Oh, what? Oh, sorry. I got a little drool on my chin.
Yep. So, well, we might as well wake up because we're going to get into some media now.
Sounds good.
Media.
I like this part of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Because I am a consumer. I'm a media consumer.
All right. So last week with Movies by Chance, we rolled a 111 and we got The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes. And it's a series. And we didn't watch the whole series, but I consider it okay. I figure as long as we watch the first show,
right,
we're good. We're covered.
Right.
Maybe cheating, but we're covered.
and the awesome part was this series was a British comedy, a British series, and it was done in 1981, and the humor is still awesome.
Yeah, like we were even like laughing at parts, and I mean the effects were ridiculous.
And it also helps that it's based off the book, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So
that, I mean, it had a solid story to go along with it.
Right. So that book still holds up to this day. So
yeah.
I think it's one of the reasons why the humor of it is still great, you know.
Right. So if you like the book and you like the movie that came out recently, try the 1981 British mini series, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Definitely. And so we'll be rolling again this week.
Okay. And tell me when you're ready, because I'm.
Oh, I have my pencil here and my graph paper.
I got my 20-sided dice. Do you have Netflix up?
I do have Netflix up. All right. Let's see. You'll be gone. So, wow. You added some more.
I did.
All right. Well, so it's 169. So, I guess go ahead and roll 8.
We can roll 8 times, though, right? But then we won't get the full.
So yeah, go ahead and roll 8 times, and if it's 149, then we have to roll one more time.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, go ahead.
All right. 17.
17.
14.
14.
5.
All right.
1.
Woo. Yes.
9. 5. 19.
One more.
And 15.
All right. So that was 17 plus 14 plus 5 plus 1 plus 9 plus 5 plus 19 plus 15. It is 85.
What's 85?
All right. Let me just see here. 85 It could be When We Were Kings. That's a documentary. Oh, it's about Muhammad Ali.
Oh, cool.
All right, so 1 through 69 on random.org. The Meaning of Life.
42 is the meaning of life?
Yeah, from Hitchhiker's Guide. That's the meaning of everything.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, that's Chappelle's Show. Let me roll that again.
Yeah, why is that still on there? We've already seen that.
Well, because I like going back and watch some other stuff.
Oh, okay.
Roll again. I wrote again, and it's 169.
Is that the last one?
Yeah.
Shut up.
So it can either be, this is wrong, because I actually, now, here's my question, because when I was scrolling up, I actually dragged the one that was 169 up, and the 169 used to be 168, so. How do you want me to do this?
It doesn't matter. You can keep it.
Okay. Too late. I already put it down.
Okay. So what's 169?
169 is long life, happiness, and prosperity.
Okay. Now I'm scared to see what these are. Okay. So let's see. So.
Or do we want to do Girl Interrupted? Okay. I'm not going to cheat. All right. Go ahead. All right. So you need to roll again.
All right. I'm going to roll again.
And if it's even, it'll be random.org, okay. Right?
Even, yes, random.org. It's odd. It's always odd.
No, really?
Yeah, it's been odd past couple times. 15. So,
we gotta watch When We Were Kings.
Gotta watch. It sounds like a good thing.
Huh?
It sounds like a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Because it's about Muhammad Ali and George Foreman travel to Zaire for the 1974 Rumble in the Jungle.
Ooh, awesome.
Oscar-winning documentary.
So, yeah, we'll be watching a little bit of Muhammad Ali. And when we went to the Muhammad Ali Center, it was really cool. I learned a lot about the man, and it was pretty cool.
Right. And one of the big things is that, you know, if you've listened before, Muhammad Ali is from Louisville, Kentucky.
He is.
So that's awesome. All right. So with that, we'll move on to some great news. We are caught up on Raising Hope.
Yep. Our new favorite show.
It's awesome.
Love this show.
Yeah. So go ahead.
I was just saying, if you don't know about it, like we didn't know about it, please give Raising Hope a chance. This was one where even the pilot was hilarious, and you don't find that a lot. So
right.
Please watch Raising Hope. That's a really, really good show.
And Paul Fox out of Hong Kong, you know, he thanked us for mentioning about Raising Hope, because he's actually been watching it and he's really been enjoying it. So I'm really glad that he's been enjoying the show.
Yep. And so we caught up on that, and then we started on a couple of new shows.
Excuse me.
You're excused. Two of them had a kind of similar theme, kind of. The first one was Once Upon a Time.
Right.
And people call it a ripoff of the Fables comic book. But,
okay.
It has the same kind of concept where.
I can see that.
Fairy tales come into the modern world and they kind of mix. It's a little different, but it kind of has the same thing. But it's not too bad. I can see it getting canceled.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. And so I'll continue watching that. And then.
Now, was Fables, if I'm thinking right, was it? Oh, that was DC. I thought for some reason.
Was Fables DC? I don't know.
Yeah, it was a DC comic. For some reason, I thought it was, Vertigo. You know, but which is a spinoff of DC, which I thought Fables was, Image, but it's not. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. So they have to, deal with the evil queen and everything. So.
Right.
I like the modern parts better than the fairy tale parts, because it kind of splits off and tells you what happened before. And all
yeah,
that, so.
I like both. I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's kind of, you know, I like both parts. And, you know, and you're talking to somebody that enjoys movies like, you know, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, you know, which right. I did get on Blu-ray a while back. And then the next movie, not movie, but show that's kind of like Once Upon a Time is Grimm.
Yeah, we started watching Grimm. I had heard about it, and I wanted to try it out. It's basically a cop who kind of is I'm not entirely sure. We've only seen one episode of it. He's a cop who defends against evil fairy tales.
Right. So for those out there that know about Dresden or the Dresden Files, it's to that nature almost, where, you know, Grimm, he's starting to see, he's a Grimm. So basically he can see, like werewolves, you know, that are in society that's trying to blend in and all these other type of, you know, supernatural, creatures and stuff. So he, you know, it's in his family blood and everything. And there's a story behind that. He just found out that he has this ability from his adoptive mother.
It's his aunt.
Well, okay. But it's in their blood, and, you know, the supernatural creatures are trying to get rid of them. So it's kind of to that, you know.
Yeah, and I've never seen the Dresden Files or whatever.
Well, we watched a couple, but you probably weren't paying attention.
Oh,
when we were on Netflix.
Did I?
Yep. Wow. But I read the books, though. But so it's to that nature. It's pretty, you know, it's pretty good, and it's also in a way. So basically, like, the Grimm, oh man, what's the name of those books?
The Grimm Fairy Tales?
Yeah, the Grimm Fairy Tales. So like, it's like the first show was pretty much about Little Red Riding Hood. You know, so it was kind of loosely based off of that. So I'm expecting their series to kind of go off of the different stories from the Grimm Fairy Tale classics and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, I really want to see how they're going to handle all the different ones and everything.
Right, so you have like Hansel and Gretel and, you know, the devil with the three golden hairs. And,
okay, I don't know that one.
I don't either. because the actual name of Little Red Riding Hood was the Little Red Cap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll see. It's going to be quite interesting. I mean, there are really, like, I'm looking here, there are 210.
Wow. And, like, I'm really trying different things. Like, I'm trying different shows. Like, I normally don't watch this many shows.
Right.
But I'm really trying new ones. So.
Right, right. You know, just to kind of see what's out there and not be, you know, stuck in what we know.
And always watch.
Yeah. And that kind of been leaking over into our gaming as well.
Yeah, we've been doing a little gaming. You tried some stuff.
Yeah, so I noticed some of my buds, one of them had picked up a 4-pack and kind of dispersed it amongst the boys. And I wasn't one of those lucky guys, but they picked up a game called Dungeon Defenders. And you've actually seen this game being played at your job, Renee.
Yeah, they actually play it at my work. Yes, we have consoles at our work. I don't ever play them, but
yeah,
they're there.
They got nerd germs on the controllers anyway. So.
I don't want to touch those.
But so with Dungeon Defenders, it's like a tower defense-based game. And you're actually, you have a choice of four characters, which is like a monk, a hunter, a mage, and I believe a squire. And so, you know, there's a setup phase where you have to set up, you know, defense towers and whatnot. And then when you start the phase, you have to beat back the monsters. And it's a co-op aspect to it as well. So you can play up to four people in the co-op. So that game's on Steam for like $14.99. And there was another game I tried out called Sanctum. It was free for the weekend to play on Steam, which is also another tower defense game, but it has a first-person shooter aspect as well. And it's also more sci-fi than dungeon-y.
Yeah, fantasy. I saw you playing it, and it looked okay, I guess.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's based off the Unreal engine, which is, you know, a good engine. And basically, it's a tower defense. You're setting up these towers, these Gatling guns and lasers and all this other stuff, but you also have an ability to use like sniper rifles to kind of whittle the people down as they're coming through. It's almost like Dungeon Defenders as well, but it has a real huge first-person shooter aspect to it. So
that's cool.
That one was on sale for $4.99 this weekend, and the soundtrack is awesome. I almost picked up the soundtrack.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't pick up either of those games, so. If they're out there, if you're into tower defense and you like, third person shooters or first person shooters. So picked them up and they're doing pretty good on the ratings.
Yeah, and Jay went and sneakily pre-ordered Uncharted 3 for me. Yes. So that arrived Tuesday.
Were you excited?
I was really excited because Uncharted 1 and 2 were right up my alley. They're like Tomb Raider on steroids.
Right.
So, of course, I would like it. So, I got it, and I actually got to play a lot this week. I'm pretty deep into it. The story is amazing. I've heard people say this, and I agree with them. It's one of the best adventure movies you probably will see in a while.
Right.
The acting is spot on. The voice acting is amazing, and timing is great. And I love the cutscenes and the hand-to-hand combat. They've improved it. It's way more fun, and so I like that part of it. Let's see what else I like about it. I like the puzzles. They found new, fresh ways to do the puzzles and platforming. You know, and you would think platforming would get old, but it hasn't yet, which is crazy because, you know, you can only do so much platforming that's, you know, different. Mm-hmm. But the part that's lacking a little bit is the targeting system. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel as intuitive and as good as the one in Uncharted 2. It's almost like they took a step back into Uncharted 1, which is crazy because the targeting system is what people loved about Uncharted 2. So,
right.
It feels a little clunky and a little slow, but luckily that's, you know, a small part of the game. So.
Oh, you think, you know, we were listening to another podcast earlier talking about the same thing. Do you think that there's something that they think is messed up or
will be patched
later? I mean,
I hope so.
That's one of the things, you know, with the, with the consoles now, with them being online, they can send a patch down to fix stuff like that.
I hope so because it needs it. But please check out Uncharted 2 if you're the type to wait until it goes on sale.
Three.
Check out 2 as well. You don't need to play 2 to play 3. You will enjoy 3 more if you play 2.
If you're a completionist, yeah. Like Renee.
Yeah, like if you're really into the story type thing, play 2 and then 3. 1 didn't have as much story leading into 2 as 2 doesn't leading into 3.
Right.
But I actually played 1 because I'm a completionist. So
that's okay.
So, and then I went back to 2007 and played a little game called Portal.
Was it 2007?
Yeah, it came out in 2007.
Nice.
not Portal 2. Portal. I had it on my, like, I didn't get it for Steam until this year. It was just sitting.
That's because it was free.
It was free. It was sitting on my Steam account. I hadn't opened it. I finally cracked it open this weekend and I was like, I can't believe I waited this long to play. This is so much fun. It's just one of those games that you want to get one more level, just one more level. So I have to remember not to play that game late at night. Or I don't know when I go to sleep. So, right. Portal's really, really fun. So,
well, that's cool. I'm glad you're enjoying it and everything. And
do you want Portal 2?
I have Portal 2, babe.
Oh, do you?
Remember I got it.
You beat it?
No, I haven't beat it yet. It's actually linked. I have it. I bought it for the PlayStation 3. Remember?
So I have it.
Right, but it's tied to my Steam account, and they kind of go back and forth. So if I play it on Steam,
it'll do the same.
Yeah, the levels are the same. So,
Well,
you can pick it up on Steam. Actually, I suggest you to pick it up on Steam so that we can do the co-op stuff together.
That's true.
There is a huge.
Let me see how much it is on Steam right now.
There is a huge co-op play on there. So,
yep. So,
and then if you want to play it on, they're still tied together. Yeah. I don't know, but
it is $30.
Right. So, I'm pretty sure it's gonna go on sale towards here in November. So, I have a feeling. So, the big game is coming out this week.
Oh, everybody's talking about this game.
Skyrim is coming.
I listened to at least 3 podcasts, and all of them mentioned like everybody's excited about this game. Everybody at my work is talking about it.
Right.
It's
happening at my job also. They're counting down the days.
Who's into Skyrim?
Oh, man. All the guys from Green Bay.
Really?
Yep. And they're like waiting for payday to come around so they can get it pre-ordered.
So I'm not going to get Skyrim. I am actually thinking about getting the deluxe ultimate edition for Oblivion on Steam.
Oh, yeah.
And waiting to play Skyrim probably in the summer when it goes on sale. Because I cannot buy another game.
And you know it's going on sale, how?
Because it always goes on sale. They have summer sales all the time. It, trust me, Skyrim will be on sale next summer.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you probably don't think so, but I'm thinking it might be. Yeah. I say might now. I'm trying to cover my butt.
Okay, that's cool. One of the things that we also did this week, I think we mentioned that we got into the Diablo 3 beta testing.
Yep.
Which is why we're the testing couple. And we actually beat the Diablo 3 beta.
Yeah, we beat the beta, which isn't, you know.
No, it's not. It's not long. Huge feat. I think it took us probably like 2 hours, maybe three.
Yeah, and it was pretty fun. Like, we didn't do it all in one day. We could have, but we did other stuff. So
right.
It's actually really fun. Okay, they don't have an NDA, so Jay, you tell me what you think about Diablo, then I'll go.
I'm really excited. Coming from someone that hasn't played the first two, I played the second one a little bit, and I just couldn't, you know, get over the whole, I don't know. It was just the whole, I guess the graphics, I guess, and the camera angle. I just couldn't take it anymore. So, so I didn't play it anymore. I think it irritated me too that I couldn't play it 1920 by 1080, you know?
Okay.
But getting back to Diablo 3, I mean, it's great. I'm excited about it. And things that I'm excited about is, it's funny. Because when I was talking to the guys about it, they were like, well, that's, you know, that's like it was in Diablo, you know, 2 and whatnot. And I was like, really? And it was like, yeah.
So, yeah, like they actually kept a lot of the things that people love about the Diablo franchise and the things that were annoying and kind of throughout. Like, for example, when you died in Diablo 1 and 2, you had to go back to your body. And if you died on the way back to your body, you would, oh, sorry. When you died in Diablo 1 or 2, all of your armor and gold were like still there by your body. You had to make your way back to your body, and then you would get your gold and your armor. But if for some reason you died on the way there, you would lose everything.
Now, here's my question. Is that just because we're in the beta?
Maybe.
Or is it?
Possibly.
So I don't want to, you know, so be aware. This may not be the case.
Yeah.
But
things,
in the beta,
could change, yeah.
In the beta, when we die or when you die, she didn't lose her armor.
Nope. I didn't lose any armor or anything. So it was a quick run back to him because you can teleport to your party members.
Right. And that was the one thing that we really liked about the co-op play is that it is really good. They did say they wanted to make this game more kind of like a co-op, you know, where you're playing with, you know, other folks.
Yep, and the graphics are well defined. The game is very bright, very clean, and there's crafting involved now.
Oh, the crafting was involved before.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that. I guess I didn't really do it last time.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what, you know, when I was talking to the guys about it, they were like, yeah, there's crafting element. Mm-hmm. Mm. I was like, okay.
And, yeah, so I like it a lot. There was one issue that I had to report. It wasn't so much a bug. It was, we were trying to do a boss battle with each other. And and both of us had to accept in order for the boss battle to begin.
Right.
And when I looked at the order of the buttons, it was accept and cancel. And then then Jay and I clicked it almost at the same time. And he clicked it just a little bit before me. So when he clicked it, the order of my buttons changed from cancel to accept. So when I hit what I thought was going to be accept, it turned out to be cancel.
Right.
So he had to do the boss battle by himself. And that might be to prevent botters or whatever, but
right,
it's not a good model. That's not a good, like, it's not a good answer to their problem. So well, I had to report that because that was annoying.
Right. So I'm excited about it. You know,
me too.
I'm just excited about it. I mean, I played the Demon Hunter because I was like, oh, I'm not going to play a demon hunter. I'm going to play, you know, a monk and everything. And then I, you know, I really like the demon hunter too.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me. And you know I'm not a stand back and cast magic class, but I really like the mage. It was right. fun.
But the good thing is you can have more than one character. And we actually did, I did put up some video. There's like 18 minutes of video out there. There's no voiceover. I know there was one guy out there that complained. I'm not going to name a name, Desi. But yeah, you know how, you know, I didn't even feel like doing the voiceover.
No, there's no need for a voiceover. It's just it's just a video. Just enjoy the video.
You know I was messing with you, Desi. All right. But anyway, then, oh, this conversation I brought up with Renee about how first-person shooters really turn some good people into some name-slinging fools. I like the way you put that in there, babe.
You're welcome. Well, you asked me to put it in the show notes, so I did.
Yeah, I mean, because, so hanging out with the guys and stuff like that, it gets funny when, you know, you can pretty much go into Mumble or Vent and just take like 2 minutes to listen, and you can tell if they're playing World of Warcraft, Battlefield 3, or League of Legends, or DC Universe Online. And when they're playing Battlefield 3, oh my gosh, that's just some name calling that I had never heard, you know, heard these guys do before. It's just, that's one of the reasons why I've kind of stayed away from first person shooters.
Really?
Just, you know, sometimes the name calling gets a little bit too much for me.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why people do that. I think it brings out some frustration that people have, maybe.
Right, right.
Possibly, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like when people do that either.
Right. But it is what it is. So, there were two albums that we picked up this week also. Albums, CDs, new music from, and, one of those albums was, Boys to Men, their 20 album. And, I got that album, from Amazon MP3. And it's a really good album. I'm really, you know, the boys are back.
Yeah, and I am a true fan of Boys to Men. Loved them since the day they came out. They've been out for 20 years.
Right.
20 years. For those of you all who are as old as I am, it makes me feel old. They came out when I was 12 years old. So.
Right. Definitely. Definitely.
So check them out. Right. And
you got an album?
Tyrese.
Yeah.
And I've always loved Tyrese's voice. He's not such a great actor, excellent singer. Right. So
he's a good model too.
Yes, he's a good model. Yes, he's a very good model. And
well, I thought I'd help you out with that.
Thank you. And I love the sound of his voice, and he has some good soulful tracks on there. So if you're into the soulful type R&B, check out Boyz II Men and Tyrese.
All right. With that, we're gonna get on to the meat of the show.
The fridge is not prepared.
Funny that this is the meat of the show, but not a lot in it this week. But it is the meat of the show.
Yeah. So I actually was I picked up an album that everybody was suggesting earlier, and it was what was the name of the album? It was the London Philharmonic Orchestra, and it was the greatest video game music. And right now it's $2.99 out there on Amazon, and you get 22 tracks of some great music that's done by the London Philharmonica. But I just wasn't feeling it. It was too triumphant music, so I kind of went back to Old Faithful and played Noah's Dance from Corey Weed's quartet today. Yep. So aside from the music, let's get into the food, babe.
So, I tried a new recipe this week.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
Spicy sausage casserole.
Oh, it was so great.
I used hot Italian sausage, because rice, what else was in there? It was chicken broth, tomatoes, peppers, onions, and I made like a casserole, and I baked it. Man. And he liked it.
It was awesome.
He liked it a lot, and it didn't have any kind of binder like any cheese or anything to make it, you know, stick, so it was kind of just float onto the plate. But he liked it a lot.
Right.
It was a little spicy, but I knew it would be just spicy for him.
It doesn't need any binders, I didn't feel like. So I really did enjoy it and everything.
It was pretty easy and pretty fast. So if you don't want it as spicy, you can go down to mild.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like mild or no? No, you like spicy.
You messed up by making it with the spicy.
Yeah, well, that would definitely go. And Jay actually said, man, you could put this in the rotation.
Put that in the rotation.
I was like, whoa, because he hardly ever asked for anything in the rotation.
So, I mean, you can probably, you know, if it was too spicy for you, which I'm sure it was.
No, it's good.
So.
No, it's good. It's good.
What you can do.
I can do half and half.
Yeah, so you can at least
make up two batches.
I know, so you at least can eat some of it.
Well, yeah, what I'll probably do, I'll probably just make...
You did steer away from it. I will say that.
Yeah.
You didn't get any more after that.
No, it was a little spicy. And I was like, okay. At first I was like, no, it's okay. Then I was like, mouth burning.
Finally you admit. That's awesome. That's awesome.
A little spicy. So spicy sausage casserole, but if you like something spicy, I'll put it in the recipe in the show.
Spicy is the bomb. Oh, but, my God. And it could have been that we got the Italian sausage from the butcher also. Maybe.
Maybe. They might have put a little bit more red pepper flakes in there than we're used to.
But it was awesome. It was awesome.
Well, I'll make it for you anytime you want. Do you think my dad would like it?
I don't think your dad can handle it.
You think it's too spicy for him?
I think it's too spicy for him. I do. I'm going to throw the gauntlet down.
I should ask him.
Oh, man. Let's take it over there. And be like, come on, Mr. Crocker. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's have a showdown.
No, put that milk down. No, put the bread down.
He doesn't even drink milk. Okay, bread he would do. But so that's the spicy sausage casserole that I made. And Jay said he does not like exploding pasta.
No, I do not. I mean,
and by exploding pasta, we mean filled pastas. Like, he doesn't like to eat filled pastas.
No, I like filled pastas. I like tortellini.
But you don't. Okay, you don't like gooey pastas.
Yeah, it was the gooey pasta at Olive Garden. What was it called?
Rigatoni.
So basically, the texture, I didn't like the texture of the cheese in this exploding pasta.
Okay, so when you bit into it, the pasta, you know, it just comes out in your mouth. But I thought it was really, really good. I loved it.
Yeah, I liked it when I cut it in half and everything. And I know you said that your pasta was too meaty because it had that Italian sausage.
Yeah,
you're starting to see a trend here.
I opted out of the sausage. I asked for it with sausage, but then I started eating. I was like, man,
it's too spicy.
No, it wasn't too spicy at all. It was not spicy at all. It was just I didn't feel like meat anymore. I should have ordered it without any meat at all.
Right. And I even suggested that.
Yeah, I know. But I thought I wanted the meat and then it turned out I didn't. But it's okay because you know what?
What?
You finished it off for
me. I did because that meat was just calling to me.
And so, then we were full at the end of the meal though.
Yeah, because we ate a lot of the salad.
But I wanted dessert.
Yep. So we went back on Sunday.
Get dessert.
Then had dessert. Yep. We went to the bar and
I had the apple crostata.
Yep. And I had that little chocolate cake thing that I always get.
The chocolate strata. And it was good. Mine was really good. It had biscotti and sourdough cookie.
No, that's right. Or was it wasn't gingerbread cookie, wasn't snappering.
No, it wasn't ginger snaps. It was
shortbread. Boom.
Shortbread cookie. And it was really good. It had apples and ice cream. Yum.
Yeah, and it was warm.
And it was warm. Yum. And Jay's chocolate strata was dark chocolate ganache over chocolate mousse and chocolate cake. It was really good.
It was.
It wasn't too bad, even though the dark chocolate was a little bitter, as dark chocolate can be. It was still really good. Yeah. And it's so funny. Jay and I have opposing views over eating dessert at the bar area.
Right, right.
And I felt it was a little rude to do that, but it's weird. But Jay asked me if anybody had ever said anything to me in my earlier serving jobs. I was like, no, just feels funny. And Jay was like, well, I think it's rude to sit down at a table and just eat dessert.
Right.
So it was kind of funny. But
yeah, I mean, I look at the bar as a place that, you know, you kind of go in to, you know, something quick. Oh. Or if you don't, like, I mean, like, if I went to somewhere like TGI Fridays or somewhere by myself, I would more than likely sit at a bar.
Because, yeah, I can see that.
Because I'm like, you know, I'm by myself. I'm not going to take a whole table. And then if I'm going to be in quick, you know, want to go in quick for dessert like that, I totally sit at the bar. So, one, they were busy.
Yeah, they were pretty busy that day.
And, you know, just hit the bar up and, you know, get to chit-chat with the bartender and ham it up and all that good stuff and whatever, you know. So
that was super good. So I didn't cook what I was planning on baking, but I'm going to bake that this week because I have all the ingredients on hand and just have to do it.
What you bake? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, tune in next week. Tune in next week for that one. There's going to be some goodness. But yeah, so that wraps it up for food and everything. That was the spicy sausage casserole was amazing, I would say.
I never heard him talk so much about an item.
Well, I talked about the curry chicken like that.
Yeah, you did. You did. I take that back.
Yeah. So, moving on to odds and ends. Just a quick birthday shout out to Zeke the Squirrel. Conrad, what's going on?
Happy birthday, Zeke the Squirrel.
You have a great birthday on Thursday, and I hope you have many, many more.
Yeah, birthdays are awesome.
I got my throat is itching. So, do we have podcasts?
No podcast of the week. I think we run out. So, but here's the thing. If you want us to try out a new podcast, tell us. And then we can feature it on Podcast of the Week. If you have a podcast or if someone you know has a podcast or if you just listen to a podcast that you would like to share, just let us know.
Yeah, and, definitely.
We'll check it out.
We'll check it out and everything. And then with the time that we've had here lately too, I hadn't had a lot of time to, I'm falling a little behind on my podcast. I'm in a lot of meetings and stuff like that. So in between meetings, I'm listening to music. So, but yeah, I think that's a show for us today, babe.
That's a show?
That is a show. So if you want to reach us by email, you can email us at atvalentineblog@gmail.com. That's atvalentineblog@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentine.com. That's atvalentine.com. The podcast Twitter feed is @valentineblog. That's atvalentineblog. And
Jay's Twitter feed is thecowboy, thecaoboi. And my Twitter feed is theiceflow.
All right. Well, that's the show.
All right. And the outro music this week.
Yeah.
Is
Infinity Guitars
by Sleigh Bells.
Enjoy it. And we'll talk to you next
Christmas.
It does, but it is a noise pop band.
Oh, okay.
you know what noise pop is?
No.
I'm gonna pull it up here real quick.
What's noise pop?
Because they actually explain it a little bit better than I do on Wikipedia. It's a genre of alternative rock developed in the mid-80s in the UK and US that mixes atonal noise or feedback or both with the melodic instrumentation and production elements more often found in pop music. So, making it more melodic and angst-free than noise rock. So, I dig it. It's pretty cool. So, hope you all enjoy it. And towards the end, it does get a little noisy. So, just brace yourself.
That sounds scary.
Nah, it's not scary. Just want to give everybody a heads up. So, we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.